This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Turning once again to the power of the president's pen, as Neela was talking about up in the wrap, the Obama administration has some new rules for for-profit colleges and vocational programs. They are known as the gainful employment rules because career colleges are supposed to prepare their students for, yes, everybody say it now, gainful employment. In this case, that means the job one gets after graduation will pay enough to pay down the loans one takes to get to graduation. This isn't the first time the White House has tried to crack down on the billion-dollar for-profit college business, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR.
The first gainful employment rules were tossed out almost 2 years ago by a federal judge. Now the U.S. Department of Education is back with an 841-page second act.
For a federal agency with a tree on its logo, printing it would probably be destroying like orchards.
Ben Miller worked on the first round of regulations at the Education Department. He's now a policy analyst at the New America Foundation. Miller says one reason the new version is so long.
I think you're seeing a lot of attempts to make this as legally bulletproof as possible.
Career programs that don't measure up would risk losing access to a huge source of revenue, the $150 billion pot of federal financial aid. That's if more than 30% of their former students default on their loans within a certain period, or if graduates must spend more than 8% of their earnings on student loan payments, or more than 20% of their discretionary income. For-profit colleges are already gearing up for another fight.
What we have is this ideological declaration of war.
Steve Gunderson leads the American Association of Private Sector Colleges and Universities. He wouldn't say whether the group plans to sue over the new rules, as it did last time, but he says debt and income aren't the right ways to measure student success.
Gainful employment ought to be that you get employment in the field of study which you're pursuing.
Education officials estimate about 16% of programs would fail under the new guidelines, but they'd have a chance to clean up. Analyst Trace Urdin with Wells Fargo Securities says colleges are likely to shrink or close expensive programs like art and design that don't always lead to well-paid work. And they'll be more selective.
You're going to be very careful to only admit students that you know are going to be strong job applicants at the back end. And in some respects, they're going to be sort of doing the job interview as a precondition of enrollment.
All sides will have a chance to weigh in during a 60-day comment period. And the lobbying starts now. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.